Dr. Inayatullah Andrabi is a political commentator with us now live from London. Let's get his comments on this. So how significant has this day, this anniversary, Ms. Andrabi, become for the people in Kashmir? And what are the hopes, basically, that some kind of, as they're saying, international tribunal or even an independent probe is going to be launched into this?
Yes, thank you for getting me here. This is one of the so many gruesome accidents which have taken place over the last 20 years. It's one Gao Kadal. There are so many like this, and there is something that clearly emerges from this, that on one side there are unarmed innocent people, and on the other side there are trigger happy Indian troops. Now, you can see protests and demonstrations are not unusual. They take place everywhere, in every country, at every occasion. There are protests and demonstrations, but they are not met by bullets. But this is what happens in Kashmir. What happened that day in 1990 when the Gao Kadal massacre took place? What happened that day, there were search operations going on, and the Indian forces, the Central Reserve Police Force, CRPF, they had molested some women, and when it came to the notice of the people, they came out in streets protesting for the honor of the women, of our daughters and of the women there. Now, these protesters were met with bullets, and some over 50 people they were killed, and this has been going on. Now they say there will be an independent probe, but there is hardly these independent probes are hardly credible, because they haven't brought out anything so far. There are so many other things, like, for example, the murder of Jalil Andrabi. Nothing has been done in that case. The hard reality, the truth is that the Kashmir is governed basically by Indian intelligence and Indian troops. The so-called democratic government there is a facade. It is a deception. It is not able to do anything. It has been saying to the government in Delhi for the past 2 years that they should revoke the Armed Forces Special Powers Act. But since even now, the Home Ministry in Delhi, they are refusing to do so. That gives a clean chit to the armed forces to do anything. So the government there, the democratic government, which the people outside Kashmir in the world, they think it's a democratic government, it has been elected. But all this is a facade, all is a deception. It is basically controlled by Indian forces. And to be honest, we don't have any hope with any probes, investigations that are taking place under the nose of Indian administration there. Well, if there is an international probe, we welcome that, and we have hopes with that, and we have always been requesting the international agencies, the amnesty and everyone, that please come to Kashmir and see for yourself and do investigation, and please come out with the facts.
Thank you very much, Dr. Inayatullah Andrabi, political commentator. We've run out of time. Guess they're speaking for us live from London.